Dear diary, it's been a while since I've done one of these, but my life has changed a lot, so I figured it might be helpful to start these again. It's, you know, haven't had a diary since I was a middle school girl, but, you know, here recently I've had to move into my sister's really, really shitty trailer. She lives on this farm, and there's no one to be found anywhere. And she hasn't taken care of this place at all, but it's my only option right now. I'm really struggling with money and supporting me and my little girl, Emma. My 5-year-old daughter, she is the love of my life and honestly the only reason I wake up every day. It's just for her, just to make sure that her life is, you know, at least bearable. It's not the best right now, but, you know, I'm doing my best. Having a roof over our head is the most important thing right now. And I am helpful to my sister, but she's not really helping me at all. You know, being this new single mother, struggling with money, and I know my sister has money, and she's just not helping me. But, you know, I just found this job. It's part-time for now. It sucks because, you know, you got to find a babysitter or whatever if you have kids, especially if you're a single mother. So there's times when my sister's out of the home and I have to leave Emma by herself for a few hours, and I hate doing that. I really do, but I have no other choice. I have to go make money. And I just set her up in front of the TV with her iPad and, you know, make sure she has plenty of food and, you know, show her where her juice and her water is. And I figured there's really not too much harm. I mean, she knows how to send me a message from her iPad. And after a few times of doing that, Emma did really good. But, you know, it's not something that it's probably illegal that I'm doing it, to be honest, leaving my 5-year-old home alone. So one day, my sister, she did offer some help with something. She said that she would have a help to my problem, that she knows of a friend, a very close friend of hers, a guy she used to date that's really sweet, a really good guy, she said. But to my absolute shock, my sister just like flat out tells me that he is a pedophile, and a harmless pedophile, if that's even a thing. I mean, to me, pedophiles are the most disgusting human beings on the world. Like, who would want to hurt a child? But my sister seems just totally, like, you know, unaffected by this fact, and just goes on to tell me he has all this money, a bunch of money to spend, and that he would pay me really good money for an exchange for things to do with Emma. And of course, like, right away, I was like, fuck no, he is not touching my daughter. But she, you know, she just doesn't care that I'm shocked. She doesn't care that I'm so against it, and just writes down his number and hands it to me. And she says something that I can't really deny or really argue against. She tells me and reminds me of the tough spot I'm in, and that if I loved Emma, that I would do this for her, that I would offer her, I guess, to this man And that was for her. And I told my sister, I'm like, you know, fuck you. That's not doing anything for Emma. But my sister then goes on to say that, you know, the very minimum that he'll do is just to pay for naked pictures of my daughter. And apparently he'll start very slow and go at my pace. And really, we'll start with clothes pictures, but we'll expect naked pictures after a while. And then, you know, if that's not enough, then she says that eventually he'll expect that he'll be naked with her. And then eventually, getting to the point where he'll stroke his cock to her naked body in front of her, and that's minimum. I was completely shocked that my sister was saying these things. I mean, like, couldn't get over that fact. But the more she talked about it, to be honest, I thought, okay, so, I mean, technically there's no touching, molesting going on. He's just going to have these pictures and, you know, eventually stroke his cock in front of her. I mean, it's not like she's going to get raped or whatever, but I felt terrible. I felt so terrible even considering this in my mind. But I also had this voice telling me that I had no other choice. Like, it would take me months to get out of this hole I'm in with this shitty part-time job. And here's this man that I have to pretty much sacrifice my daughter to, and I could have easy money. And I could tell my sister saw me thinking and rolling these ideas around. But, you know, she reminded me that he would pay even more if I did offer my daughter, like, touching and sucking, but only if I want. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, fuck no, I'm not doing that. Not at all. But to be fair, I think I will spend a couple days thinking about the pictures. It just sounds like too easy money. Dear diary, I've thought about it. It's been a couple days since I last wrote in this diary. I said I was thinking about this man taking pictures of my naked 5-year-old daughter for money. And I hate to say this, I hate to admit this, but I am going to be the most terrible mom on the planet. I mean, at least that's how I feel. I feel like a shitty mom because I have texted this man, Ron. I told him that I was open to meeting him and discussing this more in person. And between you and me, my diary and me, it's shocking to me that I have agreed to meet a legitimate pedophile in person. I mean, how low can you go as a mother? But I figured I may as well entertain the offer. Dear diary, Ron just left the trailer, and I have to say, I was so shocked. I don't know what I had in my mind about what this strange pedophile would be like, but if I met him in public, I would never guess he was a child-loving pedophile. He was so sweet, so polite, so patient with me. He actually seems harmless, and I really do think that I'm going to take him up on his offer. I really do. I told him I'd take a day to think about it. And I am. I still feel like the shittiest mom ever. Dear Diary, I've thought about it all day, what I'm going to do. It's either save me and my daughter from this terrible, deep level of poverty, or not, you know, stay in this shitty situation, have my daughter babysit herself, my 5-year-old daughter. And so that's, I've made my decision. I'm going to take his offer. And I've been texting with him all day. He's offering a lot of money. $50 for every time he comes and visits and says he will come every day if I let him. So I could make $350 a week. That's a lot of money. A shit ton of money. How could I say no? I really think I'm going to tell him to come over tomorrow. Dear Diary, it's been a couple days and Ron has come over every single day. He came over Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. It's Wednesday night and I've made $100. I feel like some kind of, I don't know, I feel like some kind of pimp for my daughter, but nothing has happened. I mean, not even pictures. Ron kept telling me privately, not in front of Emma, that he likes to take it slow. That he wanted to get to know me and get to know Emma. And Emma loves him, really likes him, because he's so nice. He's so nice to me. He's so nice to her. And we just hang out. And I watched Ron the whole time. I noticed the way he looks at Emma. Even though he's, you know, so polite and so sweet, the way he looks at Emma is very, very interesting. Very unusual. The way that men look at me, you know, like they're trying to undress you. But I mean, besides that, it's almost like he's like a second uncle to her or something. He's very nice and polite. So I'm going to invite him back every day this week. Dear Diary, it's been a few days, and yes, Ron has been over every single day. And I have to say, I'm still not loving this decision I've made to practically pimp out my daughter to some stranger, and not just some stranger, a pedophile. And the third day he came over, he asked my permission to take pictures of Emma in her outfit. And he did. It was harmless, really. I mean, we went outside and she just kind of ran around the grass in her little summer dress, and he just took pictures, told her how to pose, like you would tell any little girl how to pose. But then today was a very interesting day, because 2 days have went by where he just did clothes pictures. And then this particular day, he asked Emma. Well, first he asked me. I have to say, Ron is very polite. He never does anything without asking me. But he asked if Emma could take off her dress. And I told Ron, I told him, I need a moment with Emma before we go any further. And of course, he was fine with that. And I just squat down to Emma's level, and I told her that we're going to start doing something that she has to keep a secret and she can't tell anyone. And I told her partially the truth, not the whole truth, I told her that Ron, Mr. Ron, was offering Mommy and her a lot of money, but Emma would have to do some things that she's never done before, like taking off her dress for the pictures. And I felt it was important to kind of put a little fear in her because I needed her not to tell anyone that some strange man was, you know, taking pictures of her naked. And I told her, I told Emma, I said, if you tell anyone and if you don't behave, then we're going to be homeless and they're going to take you away from me. And then you'll have mean parents that punch you and hit you and kick you. And then I told her I'd probably go to jail and she'd never see me again. And so I had her where I wanted. And it made me feel like shit, like a terrible mother, putting fear in my kindergarten daughter just so she would be a good girl and pose naked for a camera. But it happened. It happened. Ron took pictures of little Emma and just her little panties. And I watched Ron change. Because before he was still his harmless self. But when she took her clothes off, I mean, I could watch the bulge in his pants grow. I could watch this darkness kind of loom over him. Like it was more focused in on my daughter. And he wanted her panties off. And so I had to help. I had to help do that. I had to peel my own daughter's panties off of her. And she was so embarrassed. So embarrassed to have the shield of her little My Little Pony panties ripped away from her. And I did it. I let a man, you know, produce child porn of my daughter. I'm such a shitty mom. I love Emma. I consider myself I've always considered myself a good mom, but not anymore. Not anymore that officially my daughter is some kind of child porn star. Dear Diary, it's been about a week and things have gotten into kind of in a routine. Ron has been over every day. That's how much I need the money. But the thing about Ron is he makes it feel like not the worst thing is happening. You know, usually after he leaves, I go in a spiral of shame, a spiral of shame for pimping out my 5-year-old daughter to some man. But when he's there, it kind of all feels normal in some fucked up way. So we're at the point now where Emma is totally comfortable being naked in front of Ron. She's so comfortable having pictures taken of her all nude. She's even comfortable spreading her tiny little pussy lips open for the camera. Something that I taught her, her shitty mom. And now Ron is getting naked too. He was very polite. He, like I said, he always asked my permission. And I've had to remind Emma, I've groomed her to know that, first of all, it's a secret, that what we're doing is a big, big secret. And if she tells anyone, Mommy goes straight to jail. I've even lied and said that they'll, you know, kill me in jail. I'm so terrible. But I also wanted her to know that Ron's pee-pee, when he got naked, when he touched it like this, when he got hard and bigger, that it made us know that he was happy and we wanted Ron to be happy. I mean, Emma wanted him to be happy. And I told her too, do you want to starve? Do you want to not have any food? You know, do you want to be homeless? And of course she doesn't. And I told her every picture he takes, every time he takes his pee-pee out, you're helping us have another meal. How fucked up is that? So fucked up. I'm manipulating my daughter, manipulating her. I feel so fucking guilty for all of this. And I tell myself it's all for Emma. I really do. I tell myself it's for her, but I know even that is a goddamn lie, because a real good mom wouldn't do this. And they'd find some way to make money, but here I am letting some pedophile stroke his dick in front of my innocent little daughter. Dear diary, I thought that I'd never let all this get past, you know, the naked part, the no touching. But call me money hungry. Call me a shitty mom. I call myself these all the time, because I've let it grow further. I knew I'd make more money if I let him do more. I'd be lying to myself if I said I didn't want more to happen, because I did. I grew comfortable watching Ron stroke his cock in front of my daughter. It started turning me on the way he looked at my 5-year-old daughter. The way he looked at her like she was a piece of meat, a meal to devour. The way he started stroking faster when she'd bend over and show off her little holes. Am I doing all of it for the right reasons now? I don't know. All I know is I'm making money, and I'm the most turned on I've ever been. Dear diary, it's been a few days since I've checked in. Ron, I've been giving hints. I gave hints to Ron that I was fine with him touching my daughter. He's so sweet and so polite that he wasn't doing it. So the other night I flat out offered him to touch her. I insisted. And he paid more. He's been molesting my 5-year-old daughter in front of me every single night. I've even started to get naked with them. It's like a naked playtime, Emma calls it. And at first, it was just light touching. Ron just lightly touching and exploring her little body, her giggling, and almost like she was ticklish of his touch. And then I thought it would be a good idea if Emma started touching Ron. So I taught my 5-year-old daughter. I taught her how to touch Ron's cock, how to stroke it. And she didn't want to touch Ron, which was interesting, because she loved Ron. She loved the little fun picture time and touching time. But when it came to touching his dick, it was like my 5-year-old somehow instinctually knew she wouldn't or she shouldn't be doing it. And so I would have to force her. I'd have to take her hand with little tears streaming down her face and help her hand stroke his dick. And I mean, it's pretty obvious. I'm no longer doing this for the money, just the money. The money's still nice, but I don't know, something's changed inside of me. I no longer felt any guilt. I actually liked forcing my daughter to touch a man's cock. And I knew that I didn't want to ever stop the first time that Ron came from my daughter's hand, from me forcing her to stroke him, her crying through it, and his cum splattering her tear-soaked cheeks, falling into her mouth and watching her and her face in just disgust turn me on more than anything in the world. Dear Diary, it's gotten worse, a lot worse. Not only am I forcing Emma to touch Ron every night, Ron is also starting to molest my daughter a little bit more roughly, using his fingers in her holes, and Emma hates it. But it's like this filter. I've developed this filter to tune my daughter out when she's crying while Ron is molesting her little holes. Emma hates her little 5-year-old asshole being fingered. But me and Ron, we don't give a shit what she likes. I think that turns us both on, if I'm to be honest. And not only am I some sick and twisted accomplice to a pedophile now, I'm also a child porn accomplice. Because I talk to Ron, he still talks to me before every new thing that he brings up. And we've been talking about her sucking him. And it was my idea. I figured he had child porn, so I asked him, do you have any porn clips of little girls sucking men off? Maybe that's how we can talk her into it, because if she cries the whole time, she's going to get on my fucking nerves. And of course he said he had some, so the three of us watched little girls her age sucking their father's dicks. And Emma hated it, even though she still had this love and respect for Ron. She knew that when that hard dick was out, she knew that it was no longer fun time. And so I had to force her to suck Ron's cock. I had to physically hold my 5-year-old's daughter mouth open with my 2 fingers, holding it open, taking her by the back of her hair and ramming her up and down his cock. I'd spank her when she would fight too much. I'd slap her across her face. I forced my daughter to suck Ron's cock, and it turned me on to force her. It turned me on to fucking spank her little ass if she did a bad job. And every time I got forceful and aggressive, it turned Ron on too. Every time that I took her by the side of her pretty little head and rammed her until she choked and gagged, it turned us both on. And to make things even worse, he's now raping her with my permission, my insistence. That actually was my idea. I asked Ron to fuck her. I asked him to have me hold her down, holding my own daughter down, putting her in bondage with her mother's hands so that some man, Ron, could rape her, could split her little fuck holes open. And I even got to where I stuff Emma's little mouth with either my panties or hers, whatever turns me on the most, so I don't have to hear her goddamn crying. I mean, it does turn me on to hear her whimper, but nobody wants to hear a crying little fucking crybaby. That's the thing, I call her a crybaby when she cries too much from the pain of Ron's pedophile cock forcing up her tiny bitty itty bitty pussy. She even gets anally raped. She gets raped in all three of her holes, and I can say I love every second of it. I think I might like the anal rape the best because it's the most obscene to watch that tiny little asshole gape from Ron's cock, to hear her scream and cry, and knowing that I taught my kindergarten daughter that her asshole is for fucking, that men want to fuck her little holes. And Ron, well, he asked us both to move in with him, and you can say that Emma is very much a groomed little rape doll.